pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. So. Oh, she's here. Shall I call the roll?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm not positive if this roll is like, you know.
But it is.
Okay.
Okay. Roll call, Eric Morgan.
I'm here.
Pepper is here. Kennedy, absent.
Includes issues related to the operations and administration of city departments and shall consider issues related to public health, safety, welfare of the citizens of Black Diamond, including but not limited to law enforcement, fire safety, court, hazardous materials, animal control, special events, and emergency services. The committee shall consider matters related to water, sewer, solid waste, recycling, utility franchises, stormwater management, transportation, capital improvement programs, transit, streets, street lighting, signalization, street local improvements, planning, and implementation of park and recreational facilities, trails, and cemetery. So, we have a draft of the minutes of the last meeting, but we are still working on it, and I just received it a few minutes ago, so I want to look it over before we move on with it. So it'll be up on next week. Next week. So we can have public comments now. Would anybody like to comment on any of the scope of this committee? See no one? We should then move on to our item number two. Discussion of Resolution 1079, confirming the mayor's appointment to the Civil Service Commission, position number three. And we're not making a whole lot of progress really fast on this, and I'm not worried about that on this Civil Service Commission appointment. And I'm not really worried on that, as I read out before. The Civil Service Commission, maybe I yell so loud that you don't need to have me on, have my recorder on. The one thing about the Civil Service Commission that is really weird and different, amongst other things about it, is if they need to make a quorum, they have a doctrine of necessity that we've heard of in Black Diamond before. And they can just draft anybody to fill that position for that time. And we have two close by people on the Civil Service Commission, and I'm pretty sure that their candidate is attending those Civil Service Commission meetings, and so they can just draft her to be on the Civil Service Commission if they would need her. So what I have found in looking over the Civil Service Commission is that there's more information that we need. And we really do need more information. I have a person now that I can ask who served on Civil Service Commissions in other cities, several different other cities, and has kind of a record with them, to come and talk to us about what is included in there. And I think it would be really good for us in the city of Black Diamond to get a more broad idea of what the Civil Service Commission is supposed to be doing and how it's supposed to be interacting with the police department and the citizens. And in addition, if anybody is interested, there is the manual for civil service rules and regulations from May 28th on the city's website. Then you can pull up. Councilmember Pepper, you got a copy, haven't you, for this? And then, besides that, what got me really understanding that I needed to look further into this, there is, I don't even know how many pages it is. It's many. I just saw 35, and that's the supplement that gets it more up to date. There is a model civil service rules for Washington State local governments by a fellow that we know from Foster Pepper, Stephen DiGiulio. That's easily five times bigger than our manual. It goes through basically the same manual, brings out the laws, has a lot of applied law and cases. And he advocates fairly strongly that one not adopt, even though this is a model civil service commission's law, that one not adopt what's straight in there, but one localize it for one's own community. And I think that since we have the time to take care of that, we should pursue that. And I have thought about it. I think besides talking to someone from other cities, I think we'll also at some point have a real responsibility to listen to people who work under the Civil Service Commission and administer the Civil Service Commission in the city of Black Diamond, for them to give us their perspectives before we start looking too deeply into changing things up. And so that will be on whenever we can get this person to come, maybe at our next meeting, and
maybe have a meeting next week?
Next week, or maybe at the meeting after that, depending on what we can get.
Okay.
So then, probably, sites in the U.S. and Canada. We reviewed the program information from King County and also contracted with them for additional information. Based on our work and the committee rewrote the resolution to make it more descriptive for the public and to clarify the council's choices and intent. The first thing I want to point out is that by adopting this resolution, the council is actually making a choice. King County requires drug producers to have an approved plan to collect unwanted medicines. So if the city did nothing, there would still be a collection program. Maybe it would be a drop box somewhere else in town, or at the pharmacy, at Four Corners, or maybe instead of a drop box, there would be a couple of collection events per year supervised by our police department and reimbursed by the drug companies. Or maybe there would be a mail back program where residents could be mailed envelopes. envelopes pre-addressed and stamped to return their unwanted medicines in. If the drug companies find a location for a drop box, then that is the cheapest way for them to meet this obligation under the King County's regulations. They're required to have a minimum of one drop box in every city that has a police department or a pharmacy. And for one additional drop box, and one additional drop box for each additional 30,000 residents. I like that number, don't they? So in our area, it's one drop box and they're done. This was not made clear in the resolution that was sent out to the council. I should also point out that the staff report had some worthwhile information, such as the fact that the city staff will be managing this drop box and preparing the contents for pickup. This will be at the city expense, but they promise it will be minimal. This information wasn't in the original resolution. The committee believes that the resolution should provide enough information for the public and the council members to really understand what the resolution does. The public doesn't always look at the staff report and appendices, of course, and there is a limit to how long we want to make the resolutions and how many pages we want to add to the landfill. Our committee will try to strike a little different balance than we've had in the past. We will strive to err on the side of providing too much information instead of too little. The committee also noticed that the resolve section wasn't consistent with the title. We fixed that. We also made clear that the council was authorizing the mayor to sign a specific contract that was attached to the resolution that the mayor sent over. The original resolution only said that the council was supporting a program to return meds. This is very important because according to state law, the council is the one who has the responsibility and the authority to approve all contracts. So now let me read aloud a substitute resolution that I want the committee to consider. And I'm not going to read this resolution. I'm going to ask Council Member Pepper to read it.
Okay, thank you. Substitute resolution number 16, a resolution of the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, King County, Washington, authorizing the mayor to execute an agreement with Return Meds in support of a secure, convenient medicine return program to reduce the public safety and environmental impacts of unwanted medicines. Whereas, King County adopted its secure medicine return regulations on June 20th, 2013, which requires drug producers to fund a countywide system to collect and safely dispose of unwanted household medicines from residents of the county. And whereas, King County has implemented a secure medicine return program that is scheduled to be implemented through product stewardship plans by June 2016. Whereas, as part of their obligations under the product stewardship plans, drug producers are required to either advertise and conduct collection events, conduct mailback services, or collect drugs from drop boxes. And whereas, drug producers are required to meet a convenience standard, which in the Black Diamond area is one drop box if that method is used. And whereas, the lowest cost option for the drug producers is a drop box. And whereas, King County advises that drop boxes are preferred by focus groups and are effective at collecting larger quantities of household medicines. And whereas, King County has committed to purchase 400 drop boxes at public expense. And whereas, the City of Black Diamond has determined that a collection drop box at the police department is preferable to collection events, mailback services, or a drop box at any other location in the city. And whereas, the City of Black Diamond has determined that staff costs to control and monitor the drop box and prepare the inner liners for pickup is minimal and can be covered under the existing budget. And whereas, each day, 44 people in the United States die from overdose of prescription painkillers. And whereas, 54.2% of prescription drug users get them free from a friend or relative. And whereas, prescription medicines are the drug of choice among 12 and 13-year-olds. And whereas unwanted medicines left in the home could increase opportunities for drug abuse, drug diversion, and accidental poisoning. And whereas Puget Sound salmon have high levels of drugs in their tissue caused by tainted wastewater discharge. And whereas collection programs like King County's Return Meds program can help reduce the abuse and improper disposal of household medicines. And whereas King County approved Return Meds as the only standard collection plan on October 13, 2015. Now, therefore, the City Council of the City of Black Diamond, Washington does resolve as follows. Section 1. The City Council authorizes the mayor to execute the attached agreement with Return Meds to install a King County-funded drop box at the police department and to collect and properly process and dispose of unwanted household medicines at the expense of drug producers. This is a voluntary program for the city, so staff time to control and monitor the drop box and prepare the inner liners for pickup will be paid for from the city's existing budget, but it is estimated to be minimal. And we are,
that's the substitute resolution. And I'll clarify it here. A substitute resolution is a kind of amendment. You use this method when you're making a lot of changes to the underlying resolution. And we are making a lot of changes in that the whereases are about two-thirds more than they were on the original resolution. And we've also expanded section one of the resolution a little bit to say more clearly what's actually going on. Now that we've read this resolution, I'd make a motion to place the substitute resolution before the committee instead of the original resolution. Do you have any thoughts on that, Councilmember Pepper?
Well, once the substitute resolution is before us, then the committee can consider additional amendments or debate and take a vote as to whether to refer the substitute resolution to the council with a due pass recommendation. I want to point out that when a substitute resolution is voted out of committee, the council can always vote to go back to the original resolution.
At the full council.
I would say that in the substitute resolution that was read into the record, that I do like the detail and I like the little bit of the historical piece about where this resolution came from.
I actually do too, and I think after working with a few different resolutions that that I just knew from my history of knowing what was going on for all these years, it helps to have a little bit more in the code so that subsequent people later on can understand more clearly what your intent was. And so it's not so easy for it to be misinterpreted. At least that would hopefully be it. I'll also point out that there's some additional material about this issue on the table over there if anybody thinks that they need to know more.
And I'm looking at the Take Back Your Meds, which is on the is out and about, but I think this is a different program that will, this program we're talking about will replace this.
Will replace it.
Yeah.
So do you feel like we have a due pass here?
I feel like we have a due pass, especially since the full council will have a choice.
Okay.
So I love it, and I'm really glad that these resolutions are starting to come to us with an alternate numbering system that sticks with them, because the resolutions, when they get onto the city calendar, the city's main calendar, they change their numbers, and it's been a little bit difficult to track what's what. So this is item AB 16023A, and it's a resolution authorizing the mayor to sign a contract to install a much larger on-site sodium hypochlorite generation system. The contract itself is for $61,075. I have the following concerns. The city has a water system plan that expired. This was the problem that was brought up by Councilmember Weber at the February 4th council meeting. The council needs to know what is the status of the plan. Why did it expire, and what is being done to update it? Another concern that I have is that the staff report says that the city has received funds from Yarrow Bay, now Oak Point and Palmer Coking Coal, and has $153,609.21 on deposit to cover 100% of the expenses for this project. However, I believe that those monies are earmarked for other projects, not just this one. The staff report says that the existing system is beyond its useful life and makes no mention of the fact that the request for the proposal states the city of Black Diamond would like to upgrade their existing on-site sodium hypochlorite generation system to meet increasing water demands. I believe that the main reason for doing this project is to meet increasing water demands, mostly from the Yarrow Bay Oak Point MPDs. The current design pump is a 400 GMP pump, and the new pump's rate is at 1,100 GMP. No, I think that's Rams proof. I support meeting our contractual obligations to Yarrow Bay and Palmer Coking Coal, but I don't know if this project is a high priority for the city right now. There is ample documentation that the city is way behind in maintaining its current water system. Councilmember Weber and I have had questions about this particular subject during last year's budget review. The council cannot know for sure that this project is the highest priority until it has an updated water system supply plan. For these reasons, this item will remain in committee to hold its place for our next committee meeting. So, have you got feelings on the subject then?
Well, I thought the information was thorough, but I would like a little more clarification on the item you mentioned from the staff.
All right. So we're going to concur to hold for right now, and we will be having another meeting. We said until the next meeting, we'll be having another meeting next week, so that's not too far away. So, item number four. That was item number four, right? And the trucks. And five is the truck haul route. So I've had a little bit of citizen input on what seems to be a truck haul route through the city of Black Diamond. Public has approached me about a tremendous extra of dump trucks going through the city of Black Diamond. One day, One day, 2 weeks ago, while I drove up from the Sith from Auburn on the Auburn Black Diamond Road, between the Green River and Black Diamond, I encountered 39 trucks at about 10:15 in the morning, coming and going. So I followed them, one of them, and it went where they all seemed to be going to and coming from. It was a regular beehive of activity. They went over to the Ravensdale, King County fill dump site up under the transmission line. I looked up on the website and I found out when I looked there that that site can handle 200 trucks a day, 6 days a week, and then 4 hours on Sunday, which I thought was sort of interesting. Council Member Pepper additionally reported that there were trucks following a route from Cadmans through town and up the Ravensdale Road. And I'm thinking that we need to find out more about the subject. For one of the things that I really noticed and that my husband keeps pointing out to me is those trucks are going over that 100-year-old bridge. Many of them are going over that 100-year-old bridge on Roberts Drive. And I'm wondering, because I know that there's, that bridge isn't going to be able to stand traffic like that for very much time. We need to know how long it's going on. That bridge was built for horses and carriages and Model A's. So.
I thought the trucks had an approved route that they were supposed to follow.
I imagine that they do. But we haven't heard anything from the city about that, and we don't know if our roads are going to be repaired from that. We don't know what's happening with that bridge, and those are all questions that we have. So, let's see. So, item six is our next meeting. When's our next meeting?
14th.
So, 14th is the next meeting. We have a few things on the agenda then for next meeting. Is there anything that we need to add to that?
Not right now. We may have some things later.
We may have some after the meeting. We'll certainly have some after the meeting on Thursday. Because there will be some things that will be referred to us. So, I don't know. I guess I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
Okay.
Kristen, have you got
just a quick question?
Okay.
It's I'm reading at the last part here. It says, per Black Diamond City Council Rule Procedure 18.1.1, no ordinance or resolution shall be placed on the council agenda for enactment until it has received a recommendation by a council standing committee. And I was following along with the item on the return meds. And it sounded like you made a recommendation, but it was rather informal. So I wondered if you did or not, or if that needs to be restated or not. Okay, that's my question for the committee.
We actually voted on a Ducasse recommendation for that, to send to the city council, to send up to the city council both the substitute resolution and the original resolution, so the full council would have a choice.
Okay, and I guess I didn't hear Council Member Pepper's vote. That's why I was asking the question about it.
So just to be sure, item 3, resolution 16-10-80, is a due pass. I agree that I would like to see the amended and original version with a due pass to the council. And Council Member Morgan, I believe you... just make your vote right now. Make sure that we have this cleared out. So
I agree with that.
Yeah, right.
I agree with
okay.
That.
So we have two people on the council committee, standing committee, who...
The quorum is here, and that's the one.
Right. Okay.
Is that the one for the minutes?
That's the one for the minutes. And the others, these are... hold. For now. Okay.
Do you have a motion to adjourn? I would like to make a motion to adjourn.
Okay, let's adjourn.